Questions 1 to 8.
What's next?
The Balinese gamelan orchestra. It's a very delicate sound, as though the instruments are some distance away and the sound is being carried by the wind.
How about if we stand on opposite sides of the stage and say sentences that aren't connected, as though the audience is hearing snatches of different conversations blown by the wind?
Mmm, nice. Then the mood changes with a Jamaican steel band. That's very upbeat and exhilarating. I'd like us to do some tap dancing in a factory surrounded by steel drums.
In a factory? Oh, film us there, you mean?
Mm.
Yeah, good idea. I'll find out about possible locations.
Next, it's the Indian sitar music.
Hmm. I think we should have someone on stage doing traditional Indian dancing. In fact, I know just the person, Jayshri Begum. I'm sure she'd agree to do it.
Perfect. Okay, then the next piece of music is the South American panpipes. Any ideas?
I could recite a South American poem.
Or maybe we could have some pipes and mime playing them ourselves.
Isn't that too literal? I'd like to be a bit more imaginative.
Maybe you're right. OK, we'll have the poem. With you in a spotlight and the rest of the stage in darkness.
Right. It's all beginning to take shape, isn't it?
Yeah. Now, the next piece is the slow part of Mahler's Fifth Symphony. I imagine this starting with the stage still in pitch darkness. Then the lights come up very slowly. So the audience gradually realises there are people standing there, absolutely motionless.
Maybe lit from behind, so we're in silhouette.
Lovely. And then we start swaying and doing very stylised, formal gestures, mostly with the arms.
Oh, that sounds great. Right, what's next?
The African band. You know, the one from Mali.
Ah, yes. That'll be a complete contrast. Really lively. It'll make people want to leap to their feet and fling themselves around. How about getting the audience to dance?
What, suddenly shout out, "Everybody stand up and dance!" I don't think so. I'd rather we created a sense of place and endless time with slides of Mali showing the Sahara Desert, Timbuktu, some of the ruins, each one dissolving into the next. It'd be a striking contrast with the music.
I still like the idea of audience participation.
But it would be awfully embarrassing if we asked them to dance and they didn't.
Yeah, I suppose so. OK, we'll go with your idea.
Right.
And the next section?
That's the didgeridoo.
Oh.
As it's an Australian Aboriginal instrument and so unusual, maybe we could show a film clip of it being played.
Or we could learn some traditional Aboriginal dancing.
No time. I know. How about a complete contrast to make people sit up and think? We could do a comedy sketch, standing quite still on opposite sides of the stage. If we get the timing right, we could fit the sound of the didgeridoo to the words.
Hannah, that's an absolutely crazy idea. And I love it.
Thank you. Well, the last piece is the electronic music by that German group, Kraftwerk.
Ah.
That'd really lend itself to a way-out gymnastics display.
Maybe some film footage of the Olympic Games from years ago.
Or we could ask the college gym team to perform on stage.
Yes, let's do that. After all, we want to involve a lot of people in this.
OK, well, there's plenty for us to do, isn't there? So why don't we start...